Irish people are known to almost sense each other's presence when they're abroad. You could be in the middle of a bar in Melbourne or Madrid and somehow you can seek each other out against all odds. Now, there's an app out there that can magnify that and possibly lead you to make even more Irish buddies. Shift is self-described as the world's first cultural network app and works by connecting the Irish community around the world. Wherever you are on the globe, the aim of the app is to signpost the local Irish pubs, clubs, events and people. App founder Patrick Bludge joins me now. Patrick, welcome to iRadio's Group Chat. First off, tell me where the idea for this app came from and what inspired you to launch it.
Yeah, so I have been living in America for a little over 20 years. I have been a business owner for 15 of those years. And I had just come out of a marriage. I got divorced. I had been traveling regularly as a business owner all over America. And whenever I traveled, I always noticed that, A, we find each other, we being Irish people, we find each other when we travel. I think that's what good Irish pubs are, right? Wherever we go. And B, people that live near those pubs go to those pubs because they know we're going to be there, whether it's for the trad session or the sports or just a crack. And I kind of got tired. I got let down by Google a few times. When you search Google and you say Irish pubs near me, a pub owner can pay to come up top and be the best recommended pub, but oftentimes it wasn't. So I realized there was no real central way to help us find each other, A, when we travel, or B, anywhere else if we are living somewhere else in the world. So I just started to do a little bit of research on it, and I realized that there's a massive number of us all over the world, and I noticed an immediate need to put something together to help us find each other.
For people hearing about this app that you've now invented, Shift, for the first time, tell me what people can expect to get from using the app.
I think as soon as you open that app, you're going to realize that the whole culture as we know it is available to find on the app. So whether you are looking for something as simple as a pub to go to if you're traveling on holidays, or if you're looking to watch any sporting event or catch a trad session, or if you are single and looking for the shift, when you open this app, it geolocates you, pulls up everything around you, whether that's Irish pubs, sporting associations, network groups, whatever it might be, and any single people that are also on the app at the same time. So it helps you find whatever it is that you might be looking for as an Irish person at home or abroad.
It's a few birds and one stone there. You can see where you can go out for a drink with the girls. You can meet some more Irish people. You might even get the shift out of it. So really, there's a whole load of things on provision in the app. And I know as well, as you've said, like, Ireland's known for having so much diaspora around the world, far and wide. Where can the app be downloaded right now?
So at the moment, we are live in North America. So the US, Canada and Mexico, Ireland, England, Scotland and Wales. And we're within a few weeks of going in the rest of the way into the EU and global by the end of the year.
Wow.
We know Australia obviously has a massive number of Irish people down there. And we have people screaming for it, waiting for it to open where they are.
Speaking to people who have downloaded it, tell me, Patrick, like, what has the reception been?
So we're still technically in beta, which means we haven't launched the official finished app yet. And we've still been developing and tweaking. We already have 4 or 5 confirmed reports of couples having met on the app, in as random places as Tulsa, Oklahoma, which was kind of a bit left field for us. It wouldn't exactly be an Irish center of diaspora for any reason. But we also have every Irish artist that we can find, musician, band, performer, Irish festival, anything that is to do with being social at all is there. So people are noticing that it's kind of useful in whatever that they might be doing in their own lives.
Obviously, since this is allowing you to connect with Irish people wherever you are, ideally in the world, in real time, and as you've mentioned, there's some couples have met, could it be described as a dating app almost exclusively for Irish people? Like, does meeting someone on Shift lead you to getting the shift?
So I would say when I was trying to describe what I was doing at the very beginning, I had to use dating apps. And I had to use social network to try and describe what it was that this would do as part of it. but it's only a small part of it. I think I've created a bit of a first in that I think it's a cultural app as opposed to a social or a dating app. It's a cultural network. It's geared towards being in real life. So we don't want you on the app. And even if you do meet on the app, it's encouraging you to look at the in real life events that are going on around you and suggesting to you to go to one of those locations to meet.
Yeah, it's pulling you out of that digital world that people are getting a little bit perhaps too comfortable with at times, and also allowing you to meet people face to face, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
Tell me about naming the app Shift. Quite a bold move. People around the world who aren't Irish might not understand the significance of the word shift for Irish people. But what was your reasoning behind picking that as the name?
I thought it was the perfect finding the line of being just cheeky enough to be a perfect bat signal for every single Irish person that is in the world. But also, if you're shifting, you're doing one of two things. You're either making out to use the American term, or you're changing or moving in some form or fashion. So whether you're shifting your status or shifting your opinion or shifting where you are in your life, it was a movement word. And we travel a lot, we move. So I thought it was a perfect play where, like I said, cheeky, but instantly recognizable to any Irish person. And the reaction that we get is laughter and kind of like, that is perfect. So that's why.
Such a brilliant metaphor. Obviously, there's the cheeky side of it and the bat signal element of it. It is purely people who have lived in Ireland who will understand the cheeky side of it. But as a metaphor, it's wonderful and really encapsulates what it's like to be an Irish person living around the world and constantly changing your environment and where you are. And obviously, connecting with people from your country when you're abroad could help with homesickness. We know that. It's not a total band-aid, though. What advice would you give to someone listening this evening who might be thinking of emigrating sometime soon and is looking to equip them with themselves with some tools to get through the homesicknesses, besides telling them just to download your app, of course?
That's a really great question. And I would have debated with you whether homesickness was a thing before I emigrated. And now I know that it is real, but I think that the key, so for example, when I decided to push forward on Shift and kind of bring it out of my brain and decided this was actually a product that could be useful and helpful in the world, the first thing I did was found three other Irish people with expertise in tech and in social media to help. So I immediately went and I found my community again of people that had more expertise in it. But I think it's a good example of the answer that I would give is to find your community and to find that network in whatever your new location is as quickly as possible. The GAA clubs tend to be very, very good hubs and centers for that. More so than the Irish pubs. The Irish pubs are where the social stuff happens, but I feel like the GAA clubs, and there are many around the world, and they are all getting entered into our app, by the way. So, like, we are going to have every single Irish pub, Irish club, Irish network, Irish group, eventually every Irish musician and band and artist, every Irish dance school. Like, the answer to the question is to find that community and find your home as quickly as you possibly can.
It can help you get your feet under the table anywhere. Even when you're moving somewhere new in Ireland and you're trying to find yourself a community, it can be challenging. So it probably fits for so many people. I'm curious about the app itself, getting it off the ground. What were both the incredible opportunities, but also challenges that creating something to this scale caused for you?
I have been a residential property management business owner for 15 years. I have a real estate broker's license. I leased apartments and then I set up my own property management company with that experience. To jump across into being a tech bro or a tech founder wasn't on my to-do list. I just stumbled on a great idea, and I have been learning and researching for a year before I decided to make it public privately, just to see if it was worth the effort of making the leap. And then I feel like I've really been learning an entirely new industry, an entirely new skill set. And I'm really proud now to have an app on my phone at the end of it all, because I feel like I've just invented something. So it's been humbling and it's been exciting, and I feel like I'm running around my hair on fire a lot of the time, but I wouldn't change it.
How is it, like, is it run just by you, or have you got other people behind the scenes now helping you manage it and keep up to date with everything?
So the first person I found was another man named Paul from County Mayo, who owns an app developing company. And his business partner is from County Down. And then the third person I found is a lady called Vivian from County Cork. And she has a massive social media following of her own. She's been living in New York for 3 years. And they have been my team and my experts and my advisors on the areas that I didn't know. And they've been teaching me as we go.
Perfect that they have all been originally from Ireland as well and know the crack about what you're hearing.
I felt it was important. And I have some friends that retired out of Silicon Valley who were great at the advice in the early days, but there's only so many times you can explain what the word crack means or how many ways we can use the word crack before it's like, look, you're not going to be able to build this app. I need Irish people to build this app with me.
And understand.
And two of my nieces are Gaelgors, and they went to Gael school. They are currently in the background right now translating this entire app into Gaelge. So we will have a tab. When you enter this app, it's going to be instantly translatable into the Irish language as well. So I'm making it as authentically current and real as being kind of as Irish as can possibly be from the start.
Wow. What is next then for Shift? Bar translating it into the Irish language, what are your plans for it over the next little while?
Well, so we haven't spent a penny on marketing yet. All we've done is some social media posts. I've done about 40 to 45 social media posts. We've had over a million views on those. So what that's really told me is that there is an interest and a market and people want the product like this. So listening to feedback from the comments that we're getting on the social media, sometimes I'll ask a question and I'm genuinely looking for feedback. And then obviously opening up in the rest of the world. Like I want this thing global. There's 40 million of us in America. There's 20 million of us in Australia. And then I think it's about 10 million in the UK and then 10 million spread out in other parts of the world. I need to get this available for the rest of them.
Tell me, where can we find you on social media and also in the App Store if people are looking forward to downloading Shift?
Yeah. So Shift Irish is anything social media. Shift Irish is where to find us, whether it's social media or on the App Stores. It's in both Apple and Google Play. And Shift would find us, but we're about 17 or 18 deep. If you put Shift Irish right now, you just come right up to the top. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Threads. All of the usual social medias, Shift Irish.
Patrick, thank you so much for joining me on the show this evening and wishing you all the best with Shift and best of luck launching it globally.
Thank you very, very much. Hopefully you hear from you soon.